Up next on American Restoration.
Check that thing out.
Normally, stuff shows up in the back of a pickup truck. This thing is the size of a pickup truck.
I actually have no clue how much time it's going to take me to do.
Ta-da!
Oh, God.
My guys won't touch this.
Cowboy will just think it's his name spelled wrong.
Codex.
feminine care.
What a sweetheart. Are you shopping for your mom?
Actually, this is for my dad.
Okay.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Check that thing out.
Every day at the shop keeps me on my toes. Normally, stuff shows up in the back of a pickup truck. This thing is the size of a pickup truck.
I'm Rick.
Tom, good to meet you. How are you?
Tom, good to meet you. This is my brother, Ron.
Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Tom.
Come to Rick's today to have him restore my late 1800s Standard Oil fuel oil delivery wagon. It looks like it's been rode hard, put away wet, but I know that Rick will be able to make it look really good when he's done.
Tom, is this like in the 1800s?
Yeah, we're looking around 1888, 89.
What is it, though?
Well, it's a fuel oil wagon used for delivering kerosene and stove oil.
Good God. Yeehaw!
This is cool.
I see there's three different faucets up here.
It's a 500-gallon, three-compartment tanker. Front compartment, the middle compartment is 200, and the back compartment is 100 gallons.
It's probably got a baffle inside in between.
Rivets are for the baffle.
Back in the day, people needed kerosene for lamps, oil for heating and cooking. Thanks to good engineering and sturdy construction, this wagon was able to transport up to three different fuels safely. It was basically the first super tanker.
What was the horsepower of this thing?
Two. They were actually mules, everything I saw.
So I bet you the mules were really not too happy about backing up to this and hooking up, were they?
No. I mean, there's a lot of weight for a wagon. If you had fuel in this thing and it was between 7 and 8 pounds per gallon, that's 4,000 pounds just in the weight of the fuel alone. Mules are mules, though, man. They hauled a lot of stuff. I mean, we used them for everything.
So they're strong and not too bright, huh?
Yeah, and that's why you're my delivery guy. Same reason.
Nice.
So, Tom, where'd you get this?
We found it in Summit Valley, California. We had a customer of ours that we were delivering fuel to.
So you're a distributor? You have big trucks that run around?
Yeah, we do.
And
they
deliver.
Don't look like this, though. Bigger horses, too.
What do you want to do to this?
We want to do it as original as we can. I've got a picture, pretty much what they used to look like back in the day.
This is cool. Give us something to go by. I've worked on cars and motorcycles before, but nothing ever this big. I can tell right now we're going to need a lot of muscle and time to make this fuel wagon look the way it did when it was new. So as far as what we're going to do for the restoration, we'll start tearing it apart. I actually have no clue how much time it's going to take me to do. It could be 5 hours, it could be 50 hours. There's a lot of heating, torching, undoing, hopefully not breaking any bolts. Once we get it apart, we'll blast it all down to bare metal, build the wood. We got quite a bit of body work to do. All that work done, and probably looking right around 95 to 10 grand. This is a big project. So,
about what we're looking at, Rick, right in that range. Okay. I think that's fair. This thing is priceless, and we can't wait to get her done and see what it looks like.
Thank you very much for bringing it in. Appreciate it. We'll go in the office and do some paperwork, and Ron is going to take that thing off.
Well, it's been a dream of us for quite a while to get this thing restored, and we're really excited and happy to be here today, and we can't wait to see what it's going to look like.
Guess I got to go find a horse or a donkey or a mule. All right, so I got this in?
That thing weighs 4,000 pounds.
You and me, Pods. You and me.
This fuel wagon is a huge challenge because it's old, heavy, and absolutely enormous. We're going to have to work on this in parts. And the first step is to remove the big steel tank from the frame of this wagon.
What are we doing? Coming over here?
Watch it here, yeah.
Hello.
This thing falls is gonna be like kindling wood.
Woo! This frame is extremely fragile. Basically rotted wood and rusted metal. We're gonna have to tear it down before it falls apart.
Like a glove.
It's gonna take a long time getting this thing apart.
Do they decide they're gonna go with Michelin's or B.F. Goodrich?
How come a 42 is that big, but a 44 Rick, is so much smaller?
A 42. Hey.
Do you remember how I told you that I wanted to restore something for that breast cancer awareness fundraiser?
Yeah.
I've got it.
Kelly's been telling me about a charity auction that she's wanted to participate in for a while now. She's great at tracking down parts and new items to restore, so this could be anything.
Ta-da!
You gotta be kidding me.
You say you can restore anything. You're gonna do this.
My guys won't touch this.
Cowboy will just think it's his name spelled wrong. He won't even know.
Kotex.
Come on, help me out here. This is perfect. Let's do this, please.
What this thing is, it's a Kotex feminine napkin machine. And this hospital specialty company, they've been in business like a long, long time. They wouldn't sell them in the store. They'd be in the store and nobody'd buy them, you know? So they started putting them in vending machines. The same with condoms.
Woo.
Condoms were the same thing. And they became more popular, and then people finally came about and started buying them in the stores. This was the only way to buy a Kotex feminine napkin.
That's so awkward. That's such an awkward way to say it.
I've done a lot of vending machines in my day, but this thing, it's the first and hopefully the last feminine napkin dispenser we ever have to do.
So what's the inside look like then?
It's either rotary or it's just got the little shelves like a candy machine, although it's quite unlike a candy machine.
Nothing good comes
from
that.
Hey, these are needed, okay? Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed.
Even though my guys may not be jazzed about working on this machine, it is vintage. And Kelly wants to auction it off for a great cause. So you gotta do what you gotta do.
My idea is to paint it baby pink.
Oh, God.
Do a pretty pink ribbon for breast cancer awareness, and we'll just polish this up, and it'll be done.
All right, I'll give you a hand with it, but I can't get started now. I got a lot going on.
Okay. All right, babe, thanks.
Well, I'm not touching that, so good luck with that.
You know what? You're going to have to, man. You're going to have to get me out of some of this.
Cowboy! This
no
is an
way.
Easy project.
I'll never hear the end of it. Rest of my life, cowboy and his freaking Kotex machine.
Please.
Oh, hell no. I ain't touching this Kotex machine. Kelly is out of her mind.
Come on. Where's the tools?
If I'm not going to get out of tearing this down, I'm going to get it over as quick as possible.
Awesome. Are we finished?
No.
Wow.
Now we got to get this mech out.
Right there. And then there's one on back.
Let's leave that thing together.
Cool.
Bag it and tag it. I'm done.
Thanks, cowboy.
I need to get the hell out of this room before anybody finds out I helped Kelly with this one.
See, they sent me the heavy hitter out here.
That's right.
The other day, we got this giant late 1800s fuel delivery wagon into restore. We took the tank off of it. Now I have Ron and Kyle breaking down the base. I hope Ron doesn't cry if he gets a splinter.
Look at that power.
We got one nut off. Don't worry about it, I got it.
There's so many pieces on this thing, it's gonna take forever to tear down. I guess we just have to take it apart one rusty bolt at a time.
My dad is sending me on a run to go get feminine napkins. I have no idea how my Uncle Ron weaseled his way out of going on this run. I mean, he probably would have found some enjoyment in doing it. I hate my life.
Kotex. Feminine care. Kotex.
Kotex Ultra Thin. Now, why Ultra Thin? As opposed to the other one is Ultra Thick? I don't see much of a difference. Heavy flow? What the f- does that mean? Body fit? How are these different? Besides the oh. That's how they're different. I had no idea there were so many options. This is horrible. I swear, I'm gonna have the word protection in my nightmares for months.
This fuel tank is huge, and it's taking forever just to sandblast a small patch. If I'm ever gonna get this done, I'm gonna need some help.
Body work on the tank has stalled. Bradley came to me and said that he couldn't sandblast the paint.
What's the problem out here?
I've been blasting on this for almost 2 hours.
2 hours? I mean, that's gonna kill us. I mean, it's gonna take almost 2 weeks.
It looks like powder coating on there.
The powder coating process is like they heat up the metal, they put on powder, and then they heat it back up again. It electrically, like, charges itself to the metal, and it doesn't come off. All you're really gonna need to do is scuff the thing, and then we'll be ready to go with body work, okay?
Cool.
All right.
Powder coating is actually a great primer. All that we're gonna need to do on this thing is scuff the rest of it. Then we can do the bodywork and paint it.
Oh my God. I don't even know what I'm looking for.
Tampons are associated with toxic shock syndrome. What's gonna work in this machine, like?
For some reason, my dad sent me to the drugstore to get feminine napkins. I don't know what could be more embarrassing than this. Oh, wait, nothing. Nothing.
Take some of those. All right, I hope I have enough, because that's what I'm getting.
How are you doing?
All right.
What a sweetheart. Are you shopping for your mom?
Actually, this is for my dad, but...
okay.
I'm gonna need all of these.
So that is 32.37.
Can you double bag those?
The fuel wagon project is big enough to involve just about everyone at the shop. Phil and Brettley are welding up patches for the tank and smoothing out the surface.
Good. Yeah, not bad, not bad.
All right, so you ready to put the back on?
Yeah, let's put the back on.
Meanwhile, Kyle and Cowboy are making a new seat patterned after the metal framing that came with the wagon.
All right.
Now you're gonna put the springs in the center of these two? Because the legs on that spring is going to stick out so far. You're only going to get one person in there, unless they're going to be straddling the spring.
How many people's going to be riding around on a fuel wagon? A guy and a dog, that's about it.
Well, what if a guy wants to take his wife out on the fuel run?
She can ride on the back. All right, let's go to lunch.
Yeah, I'm starving. I brought some beans. You want some beans?
Beans!
My dad sent me to the drugstore where I learned way too much about feminine products. I swear, I'm scarred for life.
All right, great. You got the supplies?
Yeah, I got them.
The fuel wagon is ready for paint. Brettley had a tough time sandblasting it until we realized that the original powder coating just needed a slight scuffing to get it ready for priming. And now the new paint's going on nice and smooth.
Are we ready to test it?
Yeah, I'd say we need to test it right now.
But you get anything?
Yeah, yeah. Tyler got a whole bag of...
You got a bag of what?
You got a bag of product.
Earlier, I sent Tyler to the drugstore to get supplies for the Kotex machine. So hopefully, we're gonna find something that works for our test run.
We need a box because this thing here is gonna get bound up on us.
Okay.
Pretty good. When you pull this, you ready?
Yeah. Oh, how cute. That worked.
So it's close, but we need to do something about some boxes.
We're on the final stages of the Kotex project, and just in time. We're about to head off to the event to auction it off.
Look at all the pink. Today we're at the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Fundraising Event, and I'm so excited that we get to auction off that Kotex machine.
This thing may be small, but it definitely wasn't easy. I got a shop full of guys, and getting them to work on something specifically for women was like pulling teeth. But they all came together to make this happen.
We have a restored Kotex machine, pink and ready for you, ladies. It's beautiful from the 1940s.
This project was a good amount of work, but it'll be all for nothing if it doesn't make this charity some cash. I really hope some of these ladies see the beauty in this piece.
All right, so we are going to start this bidding right here. $250.
My daughter is one of the top breast radiologists in America. I knew that she would want this. I made a bid immediately. And then they started going over my price limit.
I'm at an auction.
And I called her up and she said, go for it, Mom.
We have 400? 400? Let's hear it. 400.
We found this thing and brought it back to life. It really is awesome looking, but the best part of it all is all the money is going straight to charity. This is a lot of pieces. Carnegie Company USA. All of the guys have been part of the massive fuel wagon project. This thing is in a million painted, polished, and stained pieces. Now all we gotta do is put it together.
Oh, where we go.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
Good. Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise.
So I guess you're here to pick up the fuel wagon.
Most certainly am.
Welcome up.
I come down here today to Rick's Restoration to pick up my fuel wagon.
You excited?
Yes, I am. I'm a third generation oil company, and it would be nice to have it in the office. It was in pretty bad shape, so I can't wait to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah! I don't have any actual mules at my shop, but I've got an idea to reveal it to the customer that's going to be the next best thing.
Yeah, let's go, boy!
Yeah!
Let's go! I got some fuel to deliver.
Wow, that looks awesome.
That's it. Yeah, let's go!
Are those horses or mules?
I didn't have any donkeys, so I had to go with jackasses.
Sure.
All right. Great job.
Yeah. That looks sweet, Rick.
You like it?
I most certainly do. That is awesome. I was overwhelmed. I know Rick does some awesome work, but they just did a fantastic job, just from the front all the way to the back.
This was just so much work, so much more than actually I thought it was. I mean, this thing was more than a car, to be quite honest. Because, you know, we took it apart, took the tank off, and then we started to sandblast the tank. Well, the tank was powder coated. It's a pain trying to take it off. Come to find out on the powder coating was that it was actually a really good base. And it actually holds better than a lot of the primers. We painted a lot of green base coat on it, and then we painted a lot of clear on it. Ted, our pinstriper, our artist, came in and did this. We matched the same design that was on, you know, in this era. Cowboy did the front seat and the place where you put your feet. Jeff and Cowboy ended up doing that whole back toolbox. And now you can just store whatever you need in there.
Yeah, that's where they put the 5-gallon buckets in here.
Right. That was quite a few hours there, but the frame itself was probably the biggest deal.
Pretty much redid all the wood too, right?
Yeah, every single piece of wood on this thing's been redone. It's all in oak. We took off what you gave us, and we had to, you know, match it the best we could, put it on, and then we had to reshape it. Just the frame alone, they probably had 100 hours on it. This total piece has in man hours about 318 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of time.
Well, it needed work.
All right, so is this how you imagine it?
knowing and seeing what you've done, Rick, yeah, I knew it was going to come out beautiful. This is awesome.
Happy?
Yeah, I sure am. Thank you, Rick.
All right. Let's go in and finish out the paperwork, and then I'll get my guys to lift this beast up onto the trailer.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. I can't wait to bring this back to the company and to show it to everybody. They're all excited, and it's going to be quite a surprise to everybody. It looks actually brand new, and I think it can last another 100 years.
Dude.
What?
This sucks.
All the jobs we do suck.
Well, at least I have someone here to
keep you company.
Yeah.
There are times around the shop when my dad makes Braylee and I do really low-end jobs. Right now, he's got us cleaning tools.
We still have the bottom drawers to do.
This has to be one of the worst jobs around here. It takes forever.
So, this should finish out our day.
Hey.
What?
I need one of you guys going to run for
me. I'll do it.
I don't want to do this. You're going to leave me here?
Yep. You're going to be doing this all day, too.
Come on, let's go. All right. Take that.
Thanks.
Don't forget my receipt.
Oh, my God. Really? With the Kotex again? I hate my job.